I guess I better open the site.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order. It is 6:09 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, 2020. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Varga. Absent. Griffin.
Here.
Crowder.
Here.
Romano.
Absent.
Okay. First up, the minutes from our June 23rd meeting. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the public hearing for the vacate of vacate of 507 East Jefferson Street. So we will recess the Common Council meeting and open up the public hearing for any public comment regarding the vacation of the alley at 507 East Jefferson Street. Hearing no comment, we will close the public hearing and restart the Common Council meeting. First up is Ordinance 2020-21. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, seconded by Jenny for the discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Is unanimous of those present, please read Ordinance number 2020-21 by title only.
Ordinance number 2020-21, vacation of public right-of-way.
So as you'll remember in the past, there was a question about an alleyway that is a unimproved alley. Same property owner on both sides. No plan for the future to be an alleyway. You can see that on page 8 of your packet. It is track number 3 there. And at that time, the council was accepting of that vacation. So any questions, comments, concerns about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance number 2020-21 on first reading?
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Walt. Further discussion?
Question?
Yes.
Is this the first reading? For some reason, I thought we had this would be the second reading.
No, he was just here.
He was just here acknowledging. Okay. All right. Thank you.
That's fine. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the compliance with statement of benefits. First up, we have Casey Jones. See, Keith is there. Come on up, Keith. I want you to know how happy I am to see you here tonight. Not for this reason, but just to see you here. So I know in the past couple meetings we've had some questions, the council has had some questions about the numbers, obviously, on the statement of benefits form, and obviously looks like there's a reduction of 10 employees based on the numbers that we have in front of us. I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about. So I guess maybe just the comments or the questions from the council has been, can you give us kind of a picture as to why maybe the numbers didn't meet the expectations and kind of what the circumstances have been behind that?
Well, of course, it's a
sure. Sure. Well, it looks like from the salary standpoint, you're only off by like 72 grand out of a total 2.some million dollars. So not a huge significant number there by any means. But Want to open it up to the council if you have any questions regarding the compliance statement of benefits that I not necessarily covered.
The biggest thing that I know I noticed the last time was the additional employees for actual, you have negative 10, so you're down 10 year over year. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then the same thing with the salaries, you're down like 249,000. For the salaries, your actual is actually, it says negative 249,600. Is that right? 249,600?
Do you want to see it, Keith?
A second.
Do you want to see
hold
it,
please?
In the right-hand column, bottom of that. So I don't know if that's just a numbers game or if it's a scenario where you originally were higher than that. And, you know, because I know when you guys, if I'm remembering this correctly, I think this took place before, did it take place right before your fire that you had, I think. So that was the situation, and you had just built the new facility, and then all this stuff kind of happened. So I know there was additional factors that went into
right,
that.
And it really surprises me by that because we have raised our starting wage, and actually we have added some, not to that number, but we've raised our starting wage by over $3 an hour within the past 18 months. So again, with things coming back and the improvements that were made,
Well, I know one of the things that the council and Dale have talked about is finding a way to do a little bit more standardization of these so that everyone understands exactly what to do in each of those, because sometimes everyone kind of has different interpretation of how to fill out those CF1 forms, and so.
We would agree.
So, Jenny, I know that may not answer your question real well, but is that?
Yes, that works.
Okay. Any other questions of the council? Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Do I have a motion to fine Casey Jones Plating in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
No move.
Second.
Motion and seconded. Motion by Dan, seconded by Jenny. For the discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thanks. Next up is the Oakview Tool, Kyocera, Dale.
Yeah, so I've been in contact with Drew. He was lined up to receive a call from us tonight, and then earlier today he said he had an unexpected emergency and was not going to be available. So that's, I'm just here reporting that. I don't have an answer as to why the employment and the wage is about, I think it's 27 to 15 or wherever, where it's at. So
Yeah.
Quite simply,
sure.
That's what I can report.
Well, I think that the interesting thing about this CF1 is that, you know, the estimated versus the actual, I mean, from an estimate or an actual standpoint, with the current employees, they're actually over what they were estimating in salaries. Right? I'm right about that, yeah. And they're actually just a tick. They're, $5,000 under in their salaries for employees retained, and obviously they're about half of what they of what they anticipated in their new jobs, if you will, or new salary. So it's kind of a weird one, but
probably the same scenario with the COVID and
could be. Yeah. Well, and I think, again, I think the interesting thing about this is that obviously, I mean, they are growing. We know that.
Right.
You've already passed a new abatement for them for new processes, a shorter abatement for that matter. But with that being said, you know, these are supposed to be filled out for the end of the year. So you know, theoretically, the recession really isn't supposed to be taken into account, but that doesn't necessarily mean it isn't. So, and again, I think if their salary numbers were way, way off, I probably would have a bigger issue with this one, but the salary numbers are, close.
Sure.
Sure. I don't disagree with you.
Something, why, especially with it being a question
Sure.
But, you know, when you're getting an abatement, that's a big deal. That's a lot of money, and you need to the businesses need to respect that abatement and to make some type of connection with us to make sure you still get it if they're in question. Like I say, I honestly don't think this is a big deal at this point, but, you know, it's about respect for the abatement.
Well, I think the other thing is, and again, Dale, I know that you shared with us several times of standardizing education, knowledge, reviewing the process. Is the form right? Is the question right? I think that will help us better in the next go around.
Right.
And
I certainly don't want to make an excuse, but I do feel for all of us who see that if there's 20 CFONs, there's 18 at least different ways to fill them out.
Absolutely.
We will not go through that again next year.
Okay.
Appreciate that, Dale.
Can I get that right?
Yes. Record it.
Okay. But I understand, and I think this is a learning curve for all of us to take us into next year's evaluation.
Great.
Do I have a motion to find Oakview Tool DBA Kyocera in compliance and grant another year of abatement?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thanks, Dale. Okay. Next up is the rezone request for 555 North Line Street. Nathan.
Thank you. For the record, Nathan Builder, planning director. And hopefully you all got bunches of maps and pretty colored things in your packets.
We did.
Unlike last time. So what is being proposed is a request to rezone the old Fastenal building at 555 North Line Street. It's not near Line Street whatsoever, but it's addressed off of it because that's where actually accesses. Rezone it from the current GB commercial to I-1 industrial with some limitations. They have provided some written commitments that would limit some of the more intense industrial uses. I-1 is all enclosed, but there are other things that are left in special exception. The Planning Commission discussed this to some degree, wound up passing a favorable recommendation with a 8-1 vote, with Doug Graff voting against it. His rationale didn't give a lot of comment, but as I understand it, he was concerned about this being potentially spot zoning, being industrial amongst a large area of commercial. And that is a consideration for you as you look at this. The other thinking is that because of fact that the location is pretty buried behind commercial, the main distinction between GB and I-1 is whether or not retail use is in there. And given the location, retail really is not that feasible. Offices are in a lot of places, and other types of enclosed uses are, and again, would be allowed in I-1 or not. The proposal and the petitioner is here, and their representative is here giving more detail about the proposed use, would be to operate at first a wholesale and then go into manufacture of ammunition. And then to give you more details on that, and number of employees and so on. Again, though, it would be making use of the existing building, a small site, at least, if I remember right, only 2 acres on the high side. And again, wouldn't be open to the public at all, would not have any retail operations whatsoever. So in that way, it seems to be a fairly good fit. But because they are actually making something, or potentially will be making something, it falls into assembly / manufacturing, which is an I-1 classification, not GB. So that's the nutshell of it. Again, the representative and
so
any questions
for me at this point?
I do not. Nope.
Thank you.
Love to hear from Tish.
Kruger, 200 East Main Street, Suite 1000 for the applicant, Pine Valley Munitions. Mm-hmm. They are currently operating in Allen County, and they've outgrown the building. So this is the site that they've located. And they don't want to expand their operations from Allen County. They're going to move them completely to this new building. We're hoping to eventually have up to, I think, around 15 employees when we get this thing going. There's
at least 10 by the end of the year.
There's big contracts that are out there for particularly law enforcement agencies and other things that need munitions. The demand is super high right now, and that's why they need more space.
Real quick, 10 additional from what you currently have in Fort Wayne, or 10 brought over?
No, we're bringing 5 over and additional 10.
Okay, on top of that.
Should be.
Okay, thank you.
So basically what happened here is gunpowder primer put in a shell, projectiles in it, and sold. There will be some limited amount of retail, but it's all online. People aren't driving up to the site.
Sure.
But again, I think of all the contracts we're talking, military, law enforcement, that sort of things. And the owners themselves are veterans. I would say this, not a single person showed up and objected to the motion. I'm happy to take any questions.
Like roughly how many, is it semis or is it going to be small vehicles? Because you're a wholesaler, so it's going to all be the load itself. Because it's a hard entranceway. I know because my business used to be located right there.
Hello. I'm the law 11909 Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay.
So to answer your question, there will be semis coming in and out, probably as many as 2 a day. You can see a whole lot more than that anytime in the near future, especially with the way the market is right now and with closures and things as a limited capacity, not just ourselves, but of manufacturers. Across the board, across the nation, and even overseas. There'll also be UPS truckers that should come once a day. Beyond that, that would be about it. To note on that further, is we're regulated under DATF, also the PITAR. And through their regulations, we're not allowed to have anyone on the premise unless they work there or actually work on the facilities themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add too that the former user of the site is Fastenal, and they did industrial and office parts and supplies, so they had at least as much, if not more.
Will you speak for a moment about what you're seeing from a timeline standpoint from now until maybe 5 years in the future, or 10 years, or just to kind of give the council and certainly the public the understanding of kind of where you all see the plan for this piece of property going?
You mean everything all-inclusive?
Well, just so obviously the request is for a rezone of this to accommodate what you all want to do on that site, so I think it's beneficial for them to understand, and obviously you already have two planning commission members right here anyway, so for us to understand kind of where you see the activities and certainly building growth and things like that happening on site.
So to give you information on that, I'll give you a little background currently what we're doing now, so I'll explain better
sure.
what our future plans are. Right now we have several companies that do what's called contract loading for us. They're actually companies that load ammunition for a lot of different companies. You'd be surprised, very major corporations that contract load for a multitude of reasons. Maybe because their capacity is maxed out. Maybe they just don't want to mess with loading because loading is a very But to my best of my knowledge, when I go look at, there would be no reason for me to do that anywhere in the near future, just because costs and everything, machines are very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. And it takes a multitude of different people with different skills to be able to run and do that. So for now and for the foreseeable future, we would have these companies contract load, bring the ammo there, we would package them, and then ship them from there. And then that, we could end up expanding on that property as well, depending on how much our growth is. We're already looking at a company to bring in a pallet stacking system in there to maximize the floor plan. Mm-hmm. But if we outgrow that, obviously we have to hear and ask, we could expand the building size at all. But beyond that, that's pretty much what we would be doing at that location. All testing will be done on site. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do any kind of testing there. But we use actually third party individuals to do our testing, because that actually it's better when it comes from somebody else than just from you. Mm-hmm. So we have several individuals that do testing for us off site or across the nation that perform those duties.
Okay. What, why did you choose Columbia City?
Several different reasons. I'm from Churubusco originally, so this is very much home to me. Columbia City all the time. I also know how Columbia City stands as far as politically. Mm-hmm. And things are changing quite a bit in Allen County, and we don't necessarily feel safe for the foreseeable future.
Sure.
The way things are changing.
Sure.
We also, I know quite a few people, the Sheriff's Department around here as well, and I know there are some needs that can be fulfilled out here as well, as far as training grounds, supplies, just an assortment of things that we can provide locally here as well. So I feel like it's going to be a mutual benefit here.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Would you, my first thought until we went through the program and the redevelopment, was how big a hole in the ground it's going to be if the gunpowder explodes.
Yeah, when it explodes, it's right. How much it would burn.
Right. And I learned a whole lot that night. But you also shared you're going to put a concrete addition on to house.
That's if we ever decided to load there.
To do that.
Okay.
What's called a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where you house propellants. And that is highly regulated by the ATF. There are companies out there that manufacture those structures, and they actually come and install them. They're made out of steel, concrete, for whatever reason, wood. I don't understand that.
Shock absorber or something.
I don't know.
The other one was the actual size, the potential largest size shell bullet that you would assemble.
So the largest caliber that I think we'll ever do is what we call a small rifle caliber. We have to understand from a military aspect, when they say large rifle caliber, you're talking about something.
Mm-hmm.
So for us it would be 308, the 308 style, for 308 size cartridge, which has a multitude of calibers that you can make with that.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions?
Sir, could you repeat your name? Because it didn't come over very well.
Oh, okay. Quinlan Wall.
Quinlan?
Quinlan, yes.
And it's Wall.
Okay. Anything else for us before we take on the reason? Okay.
I'm more than happy to answer any questions.
Okay. I think we're good.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay, next up is ordinance 2020-22. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
Okay.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan. For the discussion, all those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read ordinance number 2020-22 by title only. Sorry, did I catch you off guard?
Ordinance 2020-22, an ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the GB General Business District to the I-1 Light Industrial District.
Obviously, you've heard the case for it, the favorable recommendation coming from the Planning Commission. Any comments, thoughts, concerns? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2020-22 on first reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, seconded by Walt. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to the unanimous of those present. We'll move it to second reading at the next meeting. Okay? Thank you guys for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, next up is the rezoning for the property at, I've just lost it, give me one second here. The rezoning of the corner of Gillespie and Swihart Street. And Nathan.
Yeah, this particular property does not have an address. It's what would be the northeast corner of Gillespie Street and Swihart Street. Gillespie Street was extended through. It's been vacated for, I don't know how long, 100 years or more. So what is before you is what appears to be one property, but again, the parcels actually are separate. It's at the east end of what used to be the depot grounds. Historically had a oil storage facility, grain loading and unloading. This particular property had oil and fuel depot on it at one point in time as well. And for whatever reason, this plus the next few properties to these all are zoned R3, similar to all the residences in the area. So it kind of makes sense, but historically the use has been industrial or commercial, as the zoning goes. So it's been in common ownership with the rest. It used to be owned by the railroad up until the 1990s when it was sold to Ag Plus, and then Ag Plus has since sold to the current owners, S&K. They just want to bring their entire property that they own under one zoning, the GB, make it consistent throughout. Their current proposal is to use it for storage, use it as a home base for recycle trucks that they have, and then also store dumpsters there. So this is going to be a small component of the overall. They already went through Planning Commission, of course, got a favorable recommendation there, and then the next night, last Tuesday, they discussed the special exception for outdoor storage for the dumpsters and the vehicles. And there are some conditions on that from the BCA discussing the requirement for okay fencing, and Board of Works discussed the encroachment into Swihart Street right of way as well as that fencing to help expand the overall area. And Swihart Street is one of our wide rights of way. There's a requirement to pave at least the River Street driveway as well as into a portion of the area. It helps with the overall appearance, also helps with dust control and overall maintenance. And then some additional landscaping, which is required by parking code, but also again along the River Street side to help dress that up as well. There were some other conditions of that approval as well. Just, no lighting facing the residents and so on. So beyond what we're looking at just the rezoning, that gives you a full picture of what's already been approved. And the BZA's approval was conditioned upon, if this is approved, this rezoning is approved, then that special exception should also apply to both places. So with that, Wayne Knott's here as a petitioner. Do you have any questions for him?
Sure. Wayne, come on up.
Wayne Knott, 1722 East Amherst Circle, Coney City. I thought it was done at the last meeting, so I find out this one, and I got one more. So I'm looking for questions, or most of you know what's going on.
Just basically trying to make sure that whole property is zoned the same. That's basically what it is.
And it wasn't brought to our attention. We checked the zoning with the previous owner, mm-hmm. and it was a surprise to him. We learned mm-hmm. at closing that the last
parcel
wasn't done mm-hmm. right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Questions? Okay? Thank you. Do I have a motion to read ordinance 2020-23 by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Walt, second by Jenny for the discussion. All those in favor should by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance 2020-23 by title only.
An ordinance amending the zoning classification of certain property from the R3 multifamily residential district to the GB general business district.
Any questions, comments, concerns about this? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2020-23 on first reading?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Dan for the discussion. All those in favor should by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Okay. I think that's all we got for right now. Scott, primary report.
So earlier today, I had interviews with the Board of Works for five candidates for the police department, and we selected the list, and I called the three individuals today after the interviews, and they accepted contingent officer offers. So we're just waiting on now, testing to finish that up. So looks good.
Three of the five. We're not hiring five. Three of the five.
and then I mentioned the Board of Works that the wireless 911 test program, we were notified by Digital last week that it was not working right, and we're going to discontinue it until we figured out something else. And then they called the day and said that they figured out what they misconfigured something, and we're testing it out. It seems to be working, so I got to talk to them tomorrow because they didn't really give us a heads up before they started testing again. It seemed to be working. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk to Individual tomorrow and find out what happened, what they fixed. We'll see how it works out.
Okay. Question to Scott. Thank you. Tom.
I feel like I need to make a 911 call. Nothing to report other than my written report. Everything's going on. I don't want to change it right now. Yeah, probably did.
Thank you. Mike.
We have a representative from All Phase coming out to the shop tomorrow. If you look at one of our frequency drives that we smoked a few parts in and left some black marks on it. So he's supposed to be somewhat of an expert and be able to repair them. So we're going to look at that and not why I have to replace it. And it is just like everything that we had. It is outdated, no longer available. So we'll have to do something new that can be repaired. Phosphorus Masons, they've been bringing their equipment in and setting that, so they should start playing block on Monday. Panel and a transformer at Main Street has been moved to their new locations. I'm not convinced that the station's exactly right yet because of the electrician. That's an issue there. Ongoing issues that we won't discuss on anyway. Chauncey Street, South Chauncey, they set the structure this morning. The docks crane rigging was in, set the bottom structure and the structure on top of that, and they got the first little section of a 42-inch connecting to the existing out of that structure. Once they get that, all the connections there hooked up, then they'll start moving north on Chauncey installing that. Poured the lid at Jefferson Street today for that tank, so that's completed. They started setting the forms on the lower column walls inside the tank on Whitley Street. There are six columns, and then they'll connect all of them at the bottom with short walls. And at the CSO16, they already start stripping forms over there. They've got the walls as high as they will go, and they'll start working across the top.
Question, Mike. Thank you, Mark.
Our Aquatic Center is still going strong. We're operating at 50% capacity, which is 350 people. We haven't reached that yet, but when we were at 250, we were, but right now 350 is kind of a good number for us.
So fun story, my daughter and I went on Sunday to the aquatic center, and as she took two steps to get into the pool for the first time, they blew the whistle because of lightning. And so we went under the shelter, and a funnel cloud was off in the distance. I don't know if you noticed, but there were a couple of different funnel clouds in the region that people got pictures of and stuff. So about an hour and a half later, we finally got in the pool, but we had it all to ourselves at that point. So it was kind of nice. But yeah, lifeguards did a good job of kind of clearing the area and doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, questions on Mark? Thank you. Sean?
Earlier this evening, I did get the go-ahead from Board of Works to start the hiring process. We have a journeyman lineman retiring in January, so we're going to start that process and hopefully have somebody on board by September or October time period start that training. We did get back on the Columbia Shores project. The contractor that was hired, one of his employees tested positive for the COVID-19, so they shut down their operations for 3 weeks, but they're back on the project now without that gentleman. We also started tree trimming after these storms that went through. It became evident that we need to do a better job with the tree trimming. So I know some people aren't real happy with getting their trees trimmed, but I know in a storm you're going to be thankful that we've gone through and done that.
I'm already thankful.
As Mike said, we did relocate the transformer for the CSO project on the Main Street lift station. And it's an interesting project. But other than that, unless you have any questions.
Questions, Sean? Thank you. Mike?
The big thing right now is we're flushing hydrants, probably for the next couple of weeks.
Questions? Thank you. Chip?
Nothing. Gentlemen. As a clown. Jester.
Questions to Chip? Thank you. Marcia?
Nothing.
Rosie?
Nothing.
Walter?
I'm good.
A couple things for your information, Council. Redevelopment Commission today was probably the shortest we've had in a long time. There wasn't really much on the agenda. I'll report for Tad, which he wasn't there either. There wasn't a whole lot that went on there. Tomorrow, Wayne TV is coming over to spend a couple hours with us, talk about what's going on in Columbia City, which is the first time that's ever happened during my time. And so we're going to be highlighting a couple of things, obviously our different alleyways, one that's done and one that we're working on. Some of the housing things happening, the long-term patrol plan, the aquatic center, et cetera. So if you see news crew around, that's probably why. Bunch of meetings coming up. Sergeant Inslee, his retirement party is coming up on Friday. So you're obviously welcome to come to that. I think it's noon to 3 or noon to 2?
Noon to
1. Okay. And for your information, I will not be in the office Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So that's all I got to say. Dan?
I just want to thank Mike for jumping about 3 times. I called him. Now he's going to see my name on the phone. He's going to go ahead.
Okay.
But yeah, he jumped right out and looked at a couple of drainage issues. And,
okay.
Thanks for taking care of that.
Nothing.
Public. No press. Call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.